Contrary to many Asian, especially Vietnamese people, I actually don't like rice that much, but I love noodles. I love noodles, and my two favorite noodle dish are cooked by my mom. And my mom knows that I love them a lot, that whenever she knows that I'm ready to go home, she would prepare 2 or 3 days ahead. And when I go home, like on my way driving back, she would constantly call me, "What time would you get here? What time would you get here?" Because as soon as I entered the door, she would have a hot bowl of noodle waiting for me. And she would stand there and she would ask, "How did it taste? How did it taste?" And then, of course, you have to be careful, you know. "It tastes great, Mom," because, you know, she spent a lot of time preparing it. She knows what I like. And even for many of you, you and I could recall the wonderful dish that our mom had cooked for us, that favorite dish, or that that memory invoking dish that our mom always cooked for us. Even if she's not a good cook, we still would recall because the effort that she put in order preparing that for us. Why do we love that? For me, not only because of the taste, but also because I know that my mom put a lot of love into that. So the Lord too today, He reminds us that He is the bread of life. Every time we go to Mass, He is preparing a feast for us. And it's not just some ordinary dish. He's giving Himself for us as the nourishment not only for body, but also our soul. The Lord is waiting for us. I don't know about you, every time I go to Mass, it's like the Lord is waiting for us and He's looking down at us and He said, "I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, and I want to give you what I've been preparing this whole week for you." Do you ever feel that when you go to Mass, or do you go to Mass and say, "Oh no, again"? You know, we have to know that if we truly treasure the love that God gives to us, then we know that He gives us His all. So every time we come to Mass, He is preparing the most wonderful feast, the most loving feast for us, because He wants to give us not only food that will fill our tummy for a little bit, but also Himself that will nourish us for eternal life. My brothers and sisters, no matter how much I love my mom's food, after I spend time with her, I'm going to go back and start missing it, right? Because it only lasts about what? Probably for me as a big guy, 45 minutes max before I get hungry again, right? But the food that Jesus gives us, nourish our soul for eternal life. Because He Himself, as God, give us His own self. So imagining if we eat food that are made from proteins, from plants, or from an animal, or from other sources, we get hungry. But if we get the nourishment from God Himself, from the divine, we are being nourished, not just humanly speaking, not just for the body, but also becomes transformative in Christ and through Christ. The Lord Jesus said to us very clearly today, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Do you believe that? Jesus Christ gives us Himself. So if we truly receive Him, then we will never be hungry. We will never be agitated. We will never lose our peace. If we have Christ with us, even the things that really make us tick will become an opportunity for us to sanctify ourselves and get closer to Him. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you this one secret, which I will read to you. This is a quote from St. Alphonsus de Liguori, the founder of the Redemptorists. He said, "The kings of the earth do not always grant audience readily. On the contrary, the King of heaven, hidden under the Eucharistic veils, is ready to receive anyone who comes to him. For example, if you and I want to meet the president, we're not just can go to the White House and say, "Hey, Donnie, how are you doing?" Probably the Secret Service will attack you, right? We cannot just readily say, "Hey, how are you doing?" Right? We cannot just come to the president or, let's just say, the governor readily. But we can always come to Jesus Christ. He's always here. He's at the chapel waiting for us. Anytime, I'm giving you the greatest secret that has been given to me by my spiritual director. He said, no matter what happened in your life, you will always have a readily listening ear who will listen to you, that you can cry to, that you can laugh with, that you can be resentful and angry at. He is always there. The Lord in the Eucharist, in the tabernacle, is always waiting for us. Yet, how many times do we readily come to him? How many times do we come to him with love instead of coming to him with a list of what we want? How many times do we come to him just to waste time with him instead of coming in order to get things done? The Lord Jesus, the King of the universe, the one who created the universe, gave himself for us every time we received the Eucharist, and he continued to give himself to us by locking himself, being present in the tabernacle. He yearned for our presence. He wants us. When will it be natural? When it will be personal? When would it be an intimate response coming from us? I want to see you too, Jesus. I want to love you. That had to be the same thing. You know, I'm very guilty of this. Sometimes I get busy and I don't get to see my parents that much. And they called me. And my mom always asks, "So when are you going to come home? When will I get to see you?" Do you do that to your children? Yeah, right? When will you come home? When will I get to see you? You know, because they miss us. They love us. The same thing to Jesus. When will I get to see you? When will you come home? When can you come and just spend time with me? My brothers and sisters, Jesus loved us so much that he, as God, had done something that none of us would ever imagine or would do ourselves by becoming bread for us, by becoming nourishment for us, by becoming the Eucharist for us. So every time we receive the Eucharist, we receive the full body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. May every time we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, may we become more like him, becoming Eucharistic to other people. Do people see Jesus living in me? Am I reflecting Jesus Christ to others? Am I sharing his love to others? Or am I still my own self? My brothers and sisters, become what you have received. Become more like Christ. And do not ever forget that Christ is only a prayer away. Anytime you need him, anytime you need someone to listen to you or talk with you or spend time with you, he is there in the Eucharist. So don't be afraid to come to Jesus Christ always, but especially every time we celebrate the Mass and every time we come in front of the tabernacle. Don't be afraid to pour our heart to Jesus Christ and love him with all of our hearts.